Biblically-centered kids.
Well, hey there, kiddos. Today is Tuesday, June 10th, 2025. This is Miss Danica.
And Mr. Johnny.
We are so happy you're listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. This week's virtue says, we examine our motives and make sure we give generously.
And you guys know what today is, right? That's right. Today is, hit it, Miss Danica. Testament Tuesday. Yeah. Each Tuesday, we will discuss a story from the Old Testament in the Bible that illustrates that week's biblical family virtue. The Bible is a book given to us from God that tells us all about Him. And when we read it, we get to discover what He's done in the past and then learn what He has to say to us today. So let's get into God's Word, where we find absolute truth, godly wisdom, and the unchanging promises of our Creator.
God loves it when we give freely and joyfully, not just with money or things, but with our time, our kindness, and our help. Generosity means doing more than what's expected, simply because we care. Let's hear a true story from the Bible about a young woman named Rebecca who showed beautiful generosity, even to a stranger.
A man named Eliezer was on a long journey. He had 10 camels with him, and he had traveled a great distance through hot, dry land. Eliezer was on a very special mission. He was looking for a wife for his master, who was Abraham's son, Isaac.
When he arrived at a well just outside the town, he prayed, "God, please help me find the right young woman for my master. Let her not only give me a drink of water, but also offer to give water to all my camels. Then I will know she has a kind and generous heart."
Just then, a beautiful young woman named Rebecca came to the well with her jar. Eliezer asked, "Please, may I have a little water from your jar?"
Rebecca smiled and said, "Of course." She lowered her jar and gave him a drink. But then, without being asked, she said, "I'll get water for all your camels too, until they've had enough to drink. And if you know anything about camels, they can drink and drink and drink."
You can say that again.
They can drink and drink and drink.
Rebecca hurried to the well again and again, filling her jar and pouring water in the trough for the 10 camels. That was a lot of water, and it took a lot of time and a lot of effort. But Rebecca did it so gladly. She didn't wait to be asked or to think only about herself. She saw someone in need and gave more than expected from a heart full of kindness.
Rebecca's story teaches us that generosity means going the extra mile to help others. When we give cheerfully our time, our help, our love, we are showing God's heart to the world. 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, "God loves a cheerful giver." Whether it's sharing your snack, helping without being asked, or offering your time, you can be generous just like Rebecca. And when you do, you reflect the kindness and love of God.
Let's pray. God, thank you for being so generous to us. You give us love and grace and everything we need. Help us to have cheerful hearts that love to give, whether it's our time, our help, or the things that we have. Teach us to see others' needs and to share with joy, just like Rebecca did. We want to be generous just like you. In Jesus' name,
amen. Well, and while you're out there enjoying your summer, don't forget to tell your mom or dad to visit biblicallycentered.com for some free downloads on biblically centered virtue.
Thank you so much for joining us in the Old Testament today. We'll see you right back here for a fun Wednesday episode tomorrow. Until next time.